It was on the Isle of Wight, where a damsel did dwell. She was courted by a sea captain, and we knew it quite well. One night as Polly Oliver lay musing in her bed, she had some strange thoughts come into her head. Neither father nor mother shall make me false proof. I'll enlist for a sailor and follow my true love, with waistcoat and breeches and a sword by her side. On her father's black gelding away she did ride. She rode and she rode until she reached the seaport town, and there she put up the sign of the crown. The first man she saw was a man from abroad. The next man she saw was her own true love. She says, "Sea captain, here's a letter for you. It came from Polly Oliver. She's at home and she loves you true. And in this here letter, there's a guinea and one crown for you and your comrades to drink her health round. Her health shall not be drunk by one or by two, but her health shall be drunk by us, all of the crew. And when I've a punch bowl all in my hand, here's a health to Polly Oliver, who's on the dry land." Now Polly, wing weary, she hung down her head. She asked for a candle to light her to bed. Up spoke the sea captain, "I've a bed at my ease. You may lie by me, countryman, if you please. For to lie by a sea captain is a dangerous thing. I'm a new enlisted sailor, going to fight for our king. And on the next morning, pretty Polly arose, and she dressed herself up all, yes, in her female clothes. Oh, up spoke the sea captain, "I did not use you right, but I hopes to use you better upon the next night. Now Polly is married, she lives at her ease. She goes out when she likes, and she comes back when she please.